Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers. Today's conversation is with Jane Garvey, Administrator of the Federal Aviation Administration. And joining me in our conversation is another PwC partner, Carolyn Smith.
Thank you, Paul. Jane, let's look a little bit to the future now. One of the new responsibilities within the FAA has to do with regulating the travel into space. Of course, that's getting to be a new industry. What are some of the new things you'll see in the next 10 years for the industry?
Well, that's a very interesting question because commercial space, as you suggested, is a very new area for the FAA. And how those launches, those commercial launches, which are becoming more frequent, how those become incorporated into the national airspace system, how those are coordinated through air traffic control is a real challenge. We have a wonderful, I think, a very talented leader of the commercial space office, Patty Gray Smith, and she spends a great deal of time just interacting and working with the air traffic side of the house to make sure that that kind of coordination takes place. I think aviation in general is going to continue to grow by leaps and bounds. People love to travel as the world becomes more global. Aviation just becomes even more pivotal and more important. When we look at the forecast in aviation, we're talking about a billion people. We served about 670 in the last few years, but that's going to grow to a billion by 2010. So aviation is going to continue to be, I think, a very, very important part of our economy and of our quality of life for people. We're still seeing a great interest in regional jets. I think that's something that we hadn't quite anticipated in the last 15 years, the growth of regional jets, and that changes the way we manage our airspace system. So I think that's going to be a growing part of the industry as well. We're going to see more general aviation. There are more corporate jets than ever before. So it's an industry that's going to really grow. So I think it's an exciting time to be part of aviation. Technology offers a lot of promise and a lot of hope for the future. And when you look at what Boeing's doing with some of those future aircraft, it's a pretty exciting time.
There's a lot of discussion about the structure of how the air traffic control system is owned, if that's the right term, from perhaps continuing to have it as a government function to even privatizing. I wonder what your thoughts are in terms of this area.
That is something that I think has really captured both the interest of certainly of the airlines and to some degree Congress as well. The FAA and the air traffic control in particular is very unique in civilian government. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Every single day of the year. So it is somewhat unique, and it is very much a service provider, if you will. In 1993, the previous administration, the Clinton administration, proposed a government corporation, which I thought had a lot of very attractive qualities. It essentially would pull out air traffic. It still left it as part of government, but more of a sort of a government corporation. It would pull it out of the rest of the FAA with some very clear clear revenue stream, and it separated it out from the FAA. That was a concept. It received no interest on the Hill. The Congress was not particularly interested in that proposal, so it really never went anywhere. In 97, the administration, the Clinton administration, came back again and said, let's set up a performance-based organization. We won't take it quite as far as a government corporation, but we'll set up a performance-based organization, customer-driven, clear metrics, clear measurements, become much more business-like for the FAA cost accounting system. And again, Congress wasn't sure they wanted to go that full bore, but they did give us some elements for a performance-based organization. They set up an oversight board, an air traffic oversight board of five people, public interest, not aviation interest. They gave us the ability to hire a chief operating officer, a COO. We're trying to do that now, but I got to tell you, it's a challenge. The government salaries are capped, and because the industry is doing well, it's sometimes challenging to attract people to a position like that, although I think it's just a wonderful opportunity to really set a direction for the future that will be quite extraordinary. So we've got a cost accounting system well underway. We're establishing metrics. So we're doing taking a number of those steps that you would take to set up a separate performance-based organization. We, of course, have personnel reform, have acquisition reform. So we have a number of the tools. The element that's missing, and quite frankly, I think it's a very important element, but it is the sort of separate revenue stream for air traffic. We're still very dependent, of course, on the federal budget, yearly appropriations, and when you're looking at some of those technologies, sometimes that's really a constraint. So we're going to take advantage of all of those tools. We've got some very specific steps that we're taking to really sort of separate out and pull out air traffic still within the FAA, but keep it much more of a separate entity and taking advantages of the tools that Congress gave us. There are certainly those in industry who still advocate full privatization. I'm not sure that that Congress would be interested in that, though.
Yeah, I was just going to ask a follow-on to that because we often hear folks talk about the privatization with Canada and Australia. What is different in the U.S. other than the politics?
Right. Well, first of all, I think there's a lot we can learn. And we've certainly, for example, spent a good deal of time in with NAV Canada, even as we developed our cost accounting system. So, I mean, I think there's a lot you can learn from looking at what other countries have done. I do think it's important to note that, for example, with Canada, it is far less complex than our system. They don't have the kind of general aviation constituency that we have here in this country. It's I was thinking about it the other day, and I was over at Herndon at the end of the day. It was about 6 o'clock in the evening, and I was watching them track all of the aircraft through the skies. It was about 6,000 aircraft were in the air at that time. It was quite extraordinary to see. Most of them seemed to be at LaGuardia, unfortunately, but they were spread throughout the country. And I was reminded by somebody there that this was six times the kind of traffic that you'd see in a place like NAV Canada or in the Canadian airspace. So I think there's a lot we can learn. The politics are clearly a big issue, particularly with the general aviation. But I think we also do have to remind ourselves that it is a much more complex system here.
One of the other issues on the table currently has to do with competition among commercial airlines. What is the role of the FAA in that arena, if any?
Well, in this case, that really is the Secretary, Department of Transportation, the Secretary's role to really deal with competition policies, to set competition guidelines. The FAA is our major responsibility. In fact, our fundamental mission, as I mentioned earlier, is aviation safety. So we really don't get into the competition issues that's really set by the Department of Transportation. And I think Congress has been very clear and reiterated that again in 97 to sort of keep the FAA just really focused on aviation safety. So I'm glad to say that the issue about ticket prices is something the Secretary deals with.
We hear a great deal about the upcoming federal government retirement wave and its impact on service and agencies. Is this an issue at FAA?
Oh, it's very much an issue for the FAA. And you may remember the PATCO, the air traffic control strike in 1981. We're just about at their 20th anniversary this August. And so a number of those people who came in after the strike are now reaching retirement age. So we have looked at that very, very carefully. We've got plans to hire about 600 controllers this year, 1,000 next year. We've really projected it out well into the future. It looks like about 2003, 2004, we're going to see the real wave. So we've got something pretty well laid out with some very specific hiring numbers that it's going to be a very aggressive effort. But having that kind of time to plan for it is very, very helpful. And we'll monitor it. We're not sure. We're basing it on the historic retirement data, but we're going to monitor it very closely and see how we're doing.
Well, Jane, I'm afraid we're out of time. Carol and I want to thank you for joining us today. It's been a very interesting conversation.
Thank you. I enjoyed it very much. Appreciate your asking me.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Jane Garvey, Administrator of the Federal Aviation Administration. To learn more about our programs and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness, visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. See you next week.